You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is a grim story making international headlines, the mishandling of remains of fetuses and stillborn babies at two Detroit funeral homes, the Cantrell Funeral Home on the east side of Detroit and the Perry Funeral Home on the city's west side. And today brought news of a lawsuit against Ascension St. John. Detroit parents are accusing the hospital of losing track of the remains of their stillborn child. The remains were found in a plastic container being used as a paperweight at the Cantrell Funeral Home. That's according to the couple's attorney. Alicia Anderson is on the Detroit Free Press team that has been reporting this story, which seems to unfold more with every single day. Alicia's with us now. Thanks for joining us, Alicia.
Thanks for having me.
So let's kind of walk through just what happened, what was found, and where. And it seems to have started October 12th when Detroit police announced that the bodies of 11 fetuses were found in the ceiling of the Cantrell Funeral Home. What led them to search that home?
They had been looking into this funeral home for several months because of conditions at the funeral home. It was already closed at the point when they went to the funeral home and found these fetuses, remains of these fetuses. But what led them there that day was an anonymous letter that they received. We don't know a whole lot about who sent the letter or where it came from. What we have heard is a letter was typed, and it arrived via U.S. mail, and that's what led investigators and ultimately police to the scene at the Cantrell Funeral Home back on October 12th.
And Cantrell has been closed for a while because am I remembering that there was these, you know, what they found, these terrible conditions, moldy bodies even, last spring?
Yeah, the state shut it down October 25th, calling the conditions inside deplorable at the time. They had first visited it based on a complaint in late 2017. And then they repeated visiting in early 2018 before the funeral home was shut down. But you're absolutely right. It was shut down for several months before this discovery was made October 12th.
All right. And then let's go a week later, October the 19th, remains of 63 fetuses found at Perry Funeral Home. Now, why did police go there?
So as police are trying to figure out a lot of questions that still remain, how those remains ended up at Cantrell, they were working with some of their partners. They were working with regulators. They were asking and answering questions as best they could. Then police said they were actually tipped to a possible violation by a parent involved in a civil suit that had been filed previously, and that involved Perry Funeral Home and some allegations that Perry improperly stored remains of babies who died.
And what do we know about these two funeral homes, Cantrell and Perry, and who owns them?
We know both funeral homes have been around for quite some time in Detroit, decades. We know a little bit more. I know a little bit more about Cantrell because I've been looking more into their background. They've had several problems emerge over the years. Just for example, in 2000, inspectors went to the funeral home. They had received a complaint, and that's what brought them there back in 2000. When they were there, they found a baby's body, which was still there when they returned a year later. Now, from information we've received from the state officials, they say that that baby died in 1997 and it was never buried during its time at Cantrell because $600 was still owed. Some information that I recently found out about what ended up happening to that baby, according to some of the notes in electronic database that the state has, the state agency in charge of regulating funeral homes actually assisted next of kin in arranging for a burial. Again, in 2004, there was another issue with Cantrell. Cantrell was fined $10,000 after a complaint of unlicensed activity of individuals working there. This is combined with some other issues they've had over the years, complaints of unlicensed people embalming bodies, failure to embalm bodies in the proper time frame. Several of these allegations actually resulted in fines.
And I know from reading your coverage in the Detroit Free Press, the whole team working on this, that the, along with the remains of those 11 fetuses found in the ceiling of at Cantrell, they found 269 cremated remains. And did I get this right, that some of that remains were at that funeral home for up to 20 years?
Sounds like some of those folks passed away decades ago, yes. And so what's happening right now is the Free Press has a story online, hundreds of the names surrounding the people, their identities of the people whose cremated remains were found have been posted online in an effort to notify loved ones of where their bodies were and if they want to get their remains. they can find out where they are.
If you've just joined us, I'm talking with Detroit Free Press reporter Alicia Anderson as we try to unravel what has become known as kind of the Detroit fetal remains scandal with alleged mishandling of remains of fetuses and stillborn babies at two Detroit funeral homes. Now, have you been able to figure out or find out just why all of this happened? Was it merely a profit motive for these funeral homes?
Those are the big questions that remain. I think people want to know why the remains were at these two funeral homes, how they got there, and also if the remains can be identified. The Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office has been working on identifying the 11 fetuses that were found October 12th, and they're using paperwork to track that down. But there are still a lot of questions that remain surrounding what's going on.
Now, we know that the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, known as LARA, is the watchdog, so to speak, for funeral homes. Tell us about that. I know you've been working on that part of the story.
They are tasked with inspecting these funeral homes. From information we have from LARA, there's about 750 funeral homes in Michigan, and there are four people who are inspecting those funeral homes. Now, there were changes in 2016 of how funeral homes are inspected. It used to be that if there was a new license or a complaint, such as the one that led officials to Contrell to begin with, they would go in. But now they're trying to visit all the funeral homes in Michigan every 3 years, and that's different since 2016.
Why did that change happen?
The reason we were told by an official is she started her job, and then she was reviewing the inspection schedules that existed, and she said that they decided that it was important for them to be out there on a more routine basis, and that explains the change.
And we should make a quick note that Stateside has reached out to the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, and a spokesperson has told us they're working to make someone available tomorrow to talk to us. So tell us exactly where things stand now, particularly in terms of investigation and possible charges.
Well, there are a whole lot of moving parts. Moving parts with people who are involved in investigating. This includes police. This includes state officials who are in charge of funeral home inspections and who can shut the funeral homes down. Both Cottrell and Perry funeral homes have been shut down. Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office is involved. Prosecutors are involved. What we spoke about earlier, the lawsuits that are playing out. There's just a whole host of different people who are trying to get answers, I think, probably before they figure out what they'll do next.
And I know just from the piece in the Detroit Free Press that was done by your colleague Fiona Kelleher, It's pretty apparent that it's not clear what charges could be brought against anyone because it partially comes down to the gestational age of the fetuses and how long the funeral homes had them in their possession. So they're still trying to figure all of that out.
Additionally, too, I think there's some questions that need to be answered. There's some allegations of possible billing Medicaid for burials that were never performed. So I think investigators will look into that issue as well, which might even bring federal officials in.
And just to recap, you did touch on this. What about tracking down family members?
So the medical examiner's office right now is trying to identify those 11 fetuses that were found at Cottrell. But separate from those fetuses, there's also the issue of the cremated remains that were found. And right now, what's going on is there's really an effort made to try to connect the next of kin or people whose loved ones might have been stored in the basement for years and years and years, letting them know at least that the ashes do exist and if they would like to pick them up.
And then there's the 63 fetuses that were found at the Perry funeral home, so that has to go on as well.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Well, it's an unfolding story. I know the Detroit Free Press team is on it, and you are a part of that. Detroit Free Press reporter Alicia Anderson, thank you for helping walk us through all of this today on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.